Today we're going to study a book in the Old Testament, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verse 1 to 14.
旧约的尼希米记第六章一到十四节。
Brother, you want to read us the passage in Chinese, and then I will read it from the English Standard Version.
Okay. 用中文来读尼希米记的六章一到十四节。尼希米记六章一节。
撒巴拉、波比亚、阿拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处。那时我还没有安门善。撒巴拉和基善就打发人来见我，说：“请你来，我们在阿摩平原的一个村庄相会。”他们却想害我，于是我差遣人去见他们。 说我现在办理大恩，不能下去，焉能从庄下去见你呢？我都如此回答他们。撒巴拉第五次打发夫人来见我，手里拿着贵重的信，信上说：外邦人用风声，家书里说你们和犹大人谋反，修造城墙，你要做他们的王。你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲，说在犹大有王。 现在这话一传一传之，所以请你来与我们彼此商议。我就差遣人去见他，说你所说的事一概没有，是你心里捏造。他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手臂软弱，你是工作不能成就。神啊，求你坚固我的手。我到了米西大尼的孙子以莱亚儿子示玛雅家，那时他闭门不出。 他说：“我们不如在神的殿里会面，将殿门关死，因为他们要来杀你，就是夜里来杀你。”我说：“像我这样的人岂要逃跑呢？像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全生命呢？”我不进去。我看你神没有差遣他，是他自己说这话攻击我，是波比亚和撒巴拉贿赂他，贿赂他的缘故是要叫我惧怕，依从他犯罪，他们好传恶言。
This is the word of the Lord. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Now when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arab and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and there was no breach left in it, although up to that time I had not set up the doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, "Come and let us meet together in Hakephirim in the plain of Ono." But they intended to do me harm, and I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?" And they sent to me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. In the same way, Sanballat for the fifth time sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations," and Geshem also said it, "that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall. And according to these reports, you wish to become the king. And you have also set up prophets to proclaim concerning you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah, and now the king will hear of these reports. So now come and let us take counsel together." Then I sent him, saying, "No such things as you say have been done, for you are inventing them out of your own mind. For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking their hands would drop from the work and it would not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands." Now when I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home, he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. They are coming to kill you by night." But I said, "Should such a man as I run away? And what man such as I could go into the temple and live? I will not go in." And I understood and saw that God had not sent him, but he had pronounced a prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this purpose he was hired, that I should be afraid and act in this way and sin, and so they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat, O my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess Neodiah and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid." Let us pray. Father, we ask that you will give us wisdom. And open your word to us. That we may trust in you. And have no fear. For you are our Lord. And you are guiding us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know how many times you are actually more affected by your fear than actual physical injuries or threats. I don't know how many times you are actually you are threatened. And you make decision based on that fear. Not because you have anything, you are injured or anyone is actually trying to kill you. My son would decide to go to New York to study in college. That's supposed to be a good thing. Yeah, but in my mind, that is something that is highly unusual. Because he wants to study music, and I do not understand what that is all about. I understand when he say, "I want to study biology, I want to study engineering, I want to study math." I understand those things. Yeah, but in my mind, anything to do with arts and music, I don't know what those are. As Chinese, I have some practical concerns. So it could be out of fear that I would not let him do it. But ultimately, I decided that may not be a very wise decision. 如果不允许他去读音乐的话，那个不是一个很好的那个决定。 Basically, because I can see that he is really interested in music. And he's very good. Very good. Yeah, so I have no on that area, I have no reason to say no. But sometimes we understand how our fear directs our action and our decisions. And it's not something that's very substantial. 那个不是一个很具体的一种的那个伤害或者那个问题。 And sometimes we make it even more difficult when we make that threat personal. And I think Nehemiah's enemies understood that, understood the value of threats. And you actually see this chapter, Nehemiah chapter 6. He did this topic of fear keeps coming up. And we're going to see how Nehemiah deal with it. It's actually the way Nehemiah deal with it is very interesting. And I think we should learn something from him. You know the story of Nehemiah. Now, after the after Israelites went into exile in maybe Assyria or now even in Babylon. And the Persian took over the world, and so now it is the world of the Persian Empire. And because of that, several Persian emperors allowed the Jews go back to Palestine to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And to repopulate that area. And you know that if you want to go back to some place when it was already populated with a lot of foreigners, it would be very difficult. If you read the story of Joshua, the book of Joshua, you know how difficult it is for them to go into the land and take over the land. So when Nehemiah went back, he would have threats from the Samaritans. And that's the person, the name here, Sanballat, is that representation of that threat. And there are threats from these foreigners, like Gershom, the Arab. And also there is another name there called Tobias, which is the third most common name in this book, Tobias. Tobia. And these people like form an alliance trying to stop Nehemiah to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Because they see that when the arrival of Nehemiah is a threat to their authority and their benefits. Yeah, because when a new governor came in, some of the things they have used to do need to stop. And they may lost money, lost power, and lost influence. And so we see how they are trying to exert pressure on Nehemiah, trying to stop his work. Yeah, so you see that in the beginning, in the beginning of chapter 6, actually they are, actually in before chapter 6, they are already talking about stopping Nehemiah.
We can see that
And you see that actually Nehemiah continued with his construction work. And it is here, Nehemiah chapter 6, that actually they do more. Actually, the wall is almost done. There was no breach in it. I don't think we are experienced in ancient warfare. We're not expert in ancient warfare. Yeah, we are not expert in those. But you know that when there is a breach in the wall, that when the wall protects the city, the breach is very important. Your enemies can exploit and breach and come into the city and destroy it. And the disappointment of Sanballat and his allies is that there's no more breach in the wall. So in the physical city, there is no more breach that people can come in and attack. And you see that Sanballat and Gershom try something else to try to influence the politics and the things inside the city. And what he did is try to lure Nehemiah away from Jerusalem. They try to invite Nehemiah to go leave the city and go to the plain of Ono to have a meeting. But Nehemiah is very smart. He knew what they are trying to do. And actually what happened, what Sanballat and his allies continue to do prove that point. When your city have a wall, no army can penetrate it easily, so they send messenger that can penetrate the city wall. He sent a messenger, that's smart. And the purpose of the message is to bring Nehemiah out of the protection. We don't understand why particularly Nehemiah understand this, but Nehemiah understand this as a kind of like a trap. Yeah. So when Sanballat tried to lure him out to meet with him four times, he turned him down four times. Now think about this. May Sanballat want to help him? And so if anyone want to help Nehemiah, they should go to Jerusalem. But when he is trying to lure Nehemiah away from Jerusalem, he's trying to stop his work. That's quite obvious.
但是我们可以看到他总是想他的目的是想让这个尼西米离开耶路撒冷，他是想让尼西米停下来重建城墙和宫殿。
It's even more obvious when you have been you tried four times and you are denied four times.
我们看到他这样努力尝试了四次，又被拒绝了四次。
The reason why Nehemiah denied, turned down the offer is very simple. In verse
3,
I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?
我现在在办理大工，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？
Normally, you won't say something like that.
通常
你不会这样讲的。
你不会这样说。
You have some, right? You have some courtesy to these people, right?
我们在这样的场合不太会这样说。
But why he says something like that is because he has experienced God's guidance from chapter 1 until now.
我们从这个尼希米记的第一章到现在，我们看到。
So anything that anyone said to him to stop his work is a distraction. And it will not help him. Nothing will help Nehemiah. Unless those things will encourage Nehemiah to continue with what the Lord has put in his heart. I think we are dealing with something like that today. We are facing some problem today like that. I would think the virus is dangerous, but it is a distraction. It is dangerous. 那个病毒是很危险的，但是那个是一种的那个 distraction， 就是
转移
失散。
病毒它的确很危险，但是呢，它其实某种程度上也是令我们分心。
Because it may cause us to focus on that virus and not focus on what the Lord has called us to do.
当我们把太多的注意力放在病毒的危险上的时候，我们就会从给我们的确据和应许上分心。
The thing is that I believe the Lord has given us a lot of wisdom how to handle the virus.
主应许我们他可以控制这个病毒来使用。
不是控制那个病毒，是怎么处理那个病毒。
OK， 应许我们它可以，它可以教会我们怎么去处理和面对。
And I think not just a virus, but in a lot of situation.
有许许多多各种各样的情况。
We need to discern whether something is a distraction for us, and it will stop us from doing some good works. In this world.
我们需要去明白。
我们需要分辨怎么是那个神呼召我们的事情，或者什么阻止我们来做那些神要我们做的事情。
我们需要弄明白哪些是神呼召我们去做的事情，而哪些是神不喜悦我们去做的事情。
Yeah, because sometimes these are more like threats to us.
因为我们有的时候会看到有威胁引导我们。
And when we consider that threat by itself, we no longer see the Lord's work.
当我们太看到这个危险的时候，我们就不再去思想神的话语。
And we kind of like ignore what the Lord has given us for a long time.
我们会忽视神的话语。
And when we continue to read the passage, you will see that actually Sanballat did not give up.
We continue to read the passage, and we see that Sanballat did not give up.
And he sent he switched strategy and tried the fifth time. This time is a I think he's trying to exert a political threat from outside. To try to stop his work. Because this time he did not send a messenger with a private message. This time he sent a messenger with an open letter. You know how important an open letter is. Because in an open letter, even if the letter has, even if the content of the letter is wrong, but it still have effect when everyone's reading it and you are reading it. And then the open letter is accusing you of something. Actually, the open letter is accusing Nehemiah of treason. He accused Nehemiah trying to set up a kingdom in Jerusalem and set himself up to be a king. Now for other nation, it may be just fake and easily say that this is impossible. Other ethnic group, other nations, other people. For the Jewish people, this is plausible. Do you know why? Because the prophets of the Jewish prophet have continually prophesying the arriving of a king. So Sanballat is very smart. He knows these people. And so Sanballat used that information to threaten Nehemiah. Very smart. You wonder if you ever learn something like that. Learn how to threaten people with something partially true. Yeah, and but then you will see Nehemiah's response. Nehemiah's response is I don't know if it's open or not. It's an open letter going back to Sanballat or not, but it's a simple message. Basically, no such thing. Don't be stupid. For you are inventing them out of your own mind. And Nehemiah understand that they are trying to use this kind of fake information to threaten him. And also you see that in this whole interaction, Nehemiah did not overreact. He could have overreacted. Lead an army, go over Jerusalem and attack Sanballat. That's overreaction. He did not do that. Instead, he sent a simple message back. And then say a very simple prayer. And the prayer acknowledged something that is very important. The end of verse 9. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. He did not even pray for stopping the fake news and stopping the evil acts of the of these his enemies. Because Nehemiah understands that in order for him to continue with his work, the Lord needs to strengthen his hands. As simple as that. He did not even waste time to deal with his enemies. Sometimes I think when we deal with people who are attacking us, we are wasting way too much time. We think too much about those people. Think too much about them, think too much about what they have said, and think too much about what they are about to do to us. When the most important thing is that we pray that the Lord will strengthen us. And that is actually readily available to us in Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus' death is to break the bondage of sins. It's to break the threat of death upon us. And the death of Jesus means eternal life for us. No threat will be able to erase that. The Lord is with us. And we are with Him. He is our strength. We should have no fear. We make these, sometimes we make these threats of ours too big. And we direct a lot of resources into dealing with those threats. We, instead of focusing on doing what we need to do to build a wall, so called. This story calls us to repent. We think too much about our threats. We think too little about our Lord Jesus. But if you continue to read the story, you know that threats against Nehemiah is actually not outside the city wall.
When we continue to read this story, we will find that in the walls.
Actually, in verse 10 to 14, and then also continue chapter 7, you will see actually threats against Nehemiah, actually from within his community.
我们来一起来看这个尼希米记第六章十到十四节，包括后来的七章，我们可以看到很更多的威胁是来自于这个尼希米他所在的社区内，在这个犹大人内。Actually,
the threats in the verse 10 to 14.
我们来看这个尼希米记的六章十到十四节。The
threats come to Nehemiah in the name of God.
我们看到在尼希米的那个恐吓是用那个神的名字来驾驭他的，给他的。Okay,
我们看到在尼希米的六章十到十四节，那里对尼希米的威胁是奉着神的名义所发出来的。Yeah, and then actually, this guy with the name of Shemaiah.
这个人的名字叫Shemaiah。Shemaiah
claimed that he has a message for Nehemiah. Yeah, we don't know why Shemaiah is confined to his home. There is no explanation about that. There's some debates about that, but we don't exactly know.
我们可以看到这里面圣经说到这个Shemaiah他在家里闭门不出，我们不知道他为什么闭门不出，我们不清楚具体的原因。But
what Shemaiah is trying to do, Shemaiah is trying to give Nehemiah a solution to a physical threat to Nehemiah.
我们会看到在这里呢，示玛雅想给尼希米一个解决方案，让他可以解决眼前的这个人身威胁。And
the solution is very godly.
这个解决方案听起来非常的属灵啊。Because
he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they will come to kill you. They are coming to kill you by night."
他就说，我们不如在神的殿里面会面，然后把殿的门都关上，因为他们要来杀你，是夜里来杀你。So
someone will try to kill you, but let me give you a solution: is let God protect you.
就是现在有人来杀你，那么我们现在给你解决方案，就是你现在走到神的殿里。And
let us hide in the safest place in this city, which is a temple.
那我们想，这个城里最安全的应该就是圣殿里。
So there are all kinds of good reasons why Nehemiah should listen to that and follow him and go to the temple.
那这个听起来好像是应该去照着做。But
Nehemiah immediately discerned that this is not true.
但是我们发现，其实你发现这个事实并不是这样。And
those of you who have understand the Old Testament and they understand the construction of the tabernacle, you understand why this is not true.
如果你了解旧约中记载的这个圣殿或者帐幕的结构的话，你就明白这为什么不行。You
know that when the Israelites came out from Egypt, they were in the wilderness. They have to build this beautiful tabernacle.
我们知道，当以色列民从埃及出来的时候，他们在旷野时候有会幕。The
tabernacle represents the presence of God with His people.
这个会幕象征的就是神与他自己同在。
And when the people move, the tabernacle will move with them. And when they stop and try to pitch tents in the wilderness, the tabernacle will be built in the midst, in the middle of the camps. So the tabernacle is in the middle and all the Israelites are on the outside. And no one actually, one thing is that no one should actually go inside the tabernacle.
有人想进入，他不愿意进去。
They should not go in. They're not allowed to go in.
他们不被允许进入这个帐篷。
Only the actually there is a tabernacle, and inside the tabernacle there is a holy of holy. There is a most sacred place in the tabernacle.
我们知道在会幕里面有最神圣的地方叫至圣所。
And not anyone actually can go in. The high priest can go in once a year.
我们知道一般情况下人是被禁止进入的，只有大祭司可以一年进一次。
And actually, you understand that going into the Holy of Holies actually is pretty dangerous. You know, when the priest go in there, he has to wear this ephod, a certain priestly clothing. And you know what kind of equipment he has on the ephod? You know what that is? On the ephod, there are bells. Bells. So when the priest walk around inside the tabernacle, he would the bells will ring, and then people know that he's alive.
他这个以弗德上是有，对不起，刚刚以弗德上是有一个铃铛。如果这个铃铛，这个就是提醒这个至圣所外面的人，让我们知道这个大祭司是否还活着，有没有被神给。
Yeah, when he's walking around inside the tabernacle and these bells are ringing, then everyone knows that he's fine. He's alive. But there are also possibility that the high priest will make a mistake. And God kill him right there inside the tabernacle. So there's another piece of equipment that is tied to the priest. Yeah, it's a piece of string that tied a rope that tied to the tied to the priest. Well, if the priest died inside the tabernacle, you cannot go in to rescue him. Because it's absolutely dangerous for you to go in by yourself. So what you have to do is to pull that rope and bring the body out of the tabernacle. So in this case, in this story, back to Nehemiah's story, is that normal people would not want to go into the temple. And I don't understand that Shemaiah would give him such a solution, for obviously that is something that's dangerous. It is almost a solution like this. If Nehemiah went inside the temple, definitively he would die. But if he stay outside the temple, he has a chance that he may survive the assassination. But then Nehemiah did not need to go through that, because Nehemiah knew that clearly that this is not from God. And then he discerned that this guy, Shemaiah, actually is hired by Tobiah and Sanballat to do this and say these things. So that Nehemiah will sin, and so that they will give him a bad name. And so what this is asking us to do is that we should be careful about anyone who give us a solution that is apparently very godly. People like to put God into a solution and give you that solution. Make it especially godly. But when the Bible speaks against that, you know that this is obviously not the will of God. But this is what the Bible is teaching us to have, to exercise our discernment. And we need to be very careful. Recently, I'm dealing with some of the reading, some of the debates happening within the PCA. And the reason from either side are both very godly. They can cite confession, they can cite the Bible, everything. And I think we are always under some kind of confusion like that. What we are called to do is to exercise our discernment. Especially for those of you who are going to college. Because you'll be away from the protection of the Jerusalem, and then you'll be exposed. This is the truth. This is the threat that we have, and may the Lord give us wisdom to deal with it. And this is also why recently I worked with two PCA Chinese PCA churches in Virginia to organize a monthly seminar to talk about some kind of cultural issue and how the culture affects our Christian faith.
PCA的华人教会在举办一个月一次的讨论一些在美国所面对的一些文化里面的讨论的一些事情跟问题。
Well, I think the passage here, the Nehemiah passage here, give us adequate warning and adequate wisdom as how we should handle all these things. Nehemiah used his wisdom and discernment. As well as he prayed. He did not just pray, but he also exercised his common sense. You can say common sense. But I think the Lord has given us enough that we can handle these things. In the end, you will know that actually Nehemiah has made another prayer in verse 14. He prayed against the false prophets and false prophetess. Sometimes we are afraid to do that. But if we read the Psalms, we know that there are imprecatory Psalms in the book of Psalms. There are quite a number of them. In sometimes we exercise discernment that entails that we need to pray such a prayer. Because we believe the Lord will stop these things, and we should ask Him to give us wisdom and power to stop these things. 我们相信那个主会给我们那个智慧跟那个他的话语，以及我们懂怎么去处理跟阻挡一种的那个社会那个文化里面对我们的影响。
嗯，因为我们相信神会给我们足够的智慧去让我们去分辨和判断我们该怎样去在一些社会的文化当中面临复杂问题，我们去怎样去处理。
And in the end, you look at Nehemiah here, you know that his reaction to all these threats are pretty mild. Pretty mild. And I think he can do something like that because he trusts that the Lord will guide him and protect him. So he will not overreact, and yet he will continue to do what he's called to do. I think this is the same for us today. Do what we are called to do. Do not be afraid. No fear will be bigger than the grace of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. You have guided and protected Nehemiah. And you have given us Jesus to build us a city that's not made by hand. And you brought us into this city so that we may gain wisdom and we may be protected. We ask that you would guide us to be clear what you have called us to do. And not to be afraid of what you have called us to do. And let us experience your protection. And then also to experience your wisdom, to understand your wisdom. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.